It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
Onions are a part of the lily family and have an extensive family tree. Close relatives include other edible and equally odorous plants like garlic, shallots, and leeks, as well as ornamental in-laws like lilies and amaryllis. They all seem to have similar below-ground parts that are somewhat fleshy and bulbous, and smooth shafts or spear-like leaves above ground. Onions go back a good ways in history, with some folks surmising that prehistoric man and woman probably had some onions chunked up in the mastodon stew simmering on the cave fire. There is evidence of onions inhabiting Chinese gardens 5,000 years ago, where they were grown to perform double duty as a food source and a medicinal. Indeed, onions have been in lots of historical medicine chests through time, as treatment for everything from hair loss to headache to snake bite. Modern medicine recognizes the pungent onion as having antioxidant properties, and it may be helpful in warding off cancer or lowering cholesterol. The onion was in the religious forefront of ancient Egyptian culture, as evidence of onions have been found in the tombs of the pharaohs. Onions were sometimes placed in the eye sockets of the dead, and one theory for this was the possibility that the strong smell of the onion would help to waken the departed in the afterlife. Solid gold onions were crafted by Egyptian artists, and the physical look of the onion was worshipped because the rounded shapes and concentric circles were thought to represent eternity. Though the Greeks and Romans did not approach the onion with religious fervor, they made a place for it in their competitive warrior lifestyles. Greek athletes and fighters ate raw onions by the handfuls, believing they were the source of strength and stamina, while Roman gladiators indulged in onion juice massages to tone and ready their muscles for their daily work of staying alive to fight another day. Onions have been used as weather forecasters since medieval times. Hence the old English rhyme, "Onion skins very thin, mild winter coming in, but onion skins very tough, coming winter very rough." Literary references to onions abound, from Shakespeare to modern times. One of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland deals with the Queen of Hearts wanting to behead the Seven of Spades because he brought her tulip-shaped roots instead of onions. Robert Louis Stevenson sang the praises of onions, and American poet Carl Sandburg gave this sage observation: "Life is like an onion. You peel it off one layer at a time, and sometimes you weep." Two varying attitudes on the odor of onions can be found in Shakespeare's All's Well That Ends Well. "Mine eyes smell onions, I shall weep anon." And poet Christopher Morley, who wrote, "Why is it that the poet tells so little of the sense of smell? These are the things that I love well. The smell of coffee, richly ground, or rich plum pudding, holly crowned, or onions fried and deeply browned." Next week, we'll move to the garden and the kitchen to continue our look at the humble onion. Until then, remember what to do when an onion rings. Be sure to answer it, or you could put it on call waiting.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.